What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Novaline here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the screen addiction and reclaiming your awesome life. Today's topic is a doozy: how to use technology to your advantage, not against you. Because let's be real, technology can be a double-edged sword, right? It can connect us, inform us, entertain us, but it can also hijack our attention, leave us feeling drained, and make us miss out on the real-world magic happening around us. Sound familiar? Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds, only to realize hours have slipped away? Or maybe you've got a million apps promising productivity, but somehow end up with more distractions than ever. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but every little notification is like a siren song pulling you back into the digital abyss? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be this way. Technology can be an amazing tool, a superpower even, if we learn to wield it with intention and awareness. Let me share 5 key takeaways that are going to revolutionize your relationship with technology. 1. Become a conscious consumer of content. Think about the apps you use, the websites you visit, the information you consume. Is it enriching your life, or just adding noise? It's time to be selective. Curate your digital space like a museum curator choosing masterpieces. Follow accounts that inspire you, learn something new, or simply make you smile. And follow anything that drains your energy, fuels negativity, or leaves you feeling inadequate. Remember, you're the boss of your digital diet. 2. Master the art of digital detox. We all need a break from the constant stimulation, right? Schedule regular digital detox periods, maybe an hour each day, a full weekend, or even a week-long retreat. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, nature, and the people who matter most. Go for a walk, read a book, have deep conversations, rediscover hobbies you've let go. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your mind feels when you unplug. 3. Embrace batching. Ever feel like you're constantly responding to emails, messages, and notifications throughout the day? It's exhausting. Try batching. Dedicate specific blocks of time to checking and responding to digital communications. This allows you to focus on other tasks without interruption and reclaim your precious mental energy. 4. Turn off notifications. Seriously, those little red badges are designed to addict you. Turn off unnecessary notifications for apps that don't require immediate attention. Trust me, the world won't end if you don't get a notification every time someone likes your Instagram post. You'll be amazed at how much calmer and more focused you become when you're not constantly bombarded with digital alerts. 5. Use technology as a tool, not a crutch. Remember, technology is designed to serve us, not the other way around. Use it strategically to enhance your life, but don't let it control it. Set boundaries, prioritize real-world experiences, and cultivate meaningful connections offline. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting in a coffee shop, enjoying a latte and a good book, completely present in the moment. The sun is streaming through the window, birds are chirping, and you're genuinely absorbed in your reading. No phone buzzes, no notifications pop up, just pure bliss. That's the kind of freedom we're aiming for here, folks. Technology can help us create that kind of peaceful, intentional life if we use it wisely. It's about finding balance, setting boundaries, and remembering that the most important things in life happen often face-to-face connections, genuine experiences, and moments of pure joy. So let's recap those key takeaways. Become a conscious consumer of content. Master the art of digital detox. Embrace batching. Turn off those pesky notifications. And remember to use technology as a tool, not a crutch. This week, challenge yourself to implement just one of these tips. Maybe you start by scheduling a daily digital detox period or unfollowing a few accounts that leave you feeling drained. Every small step counts. Remember, your phone is a powerful tool. Use it wisely and reclaim your life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.